You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Let's talk about cycling. Good morning to Mr. Roger Frunton. He is on to talk to us about the cycling games that will be on Friday. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM, where we love sports, as you can tell. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Roger Frunton, organizer for the Luces Brothers Memorial Cycle Classic. I have never been better.
So how is the event shaping up? First of all, you use the word Memorial Cycling Classic. Is this in memory of anyone, or what's the feeling behind the title?
Yeah, so this is the Luces Brothers Memorial Cycle Classic, and it is to commemorate the life of Kent and Noel Luces. Noel Luces passed on the 15th of March, 2012, and Kent passed 22 months after. So the Rigtex Sonic Cycle Club, of which they were both senior members and coaches, leaders, decided to, since 2013, we started commemorating the life of Noel, and then Kent passed not too long after, and we decided that we should have an event to commemorate their lives and the good work they've done. And they were all about community and fun and sport and cycling. So this is how we decide to commemorate them.
And to remember them. Yeah. So I saw a lot of advertising on this event, and I see a lot of young riders. Is the club very supported by young cyclists?
Yeah, we the Rigtex Sonic Cycle Club is, in fact, our main objective is really to have some community engagement, and based on that, we have a lot of grassroots involvement. However, the club was founded since in 1991, and that has been the genesis of what Noel was doing, is really to focus on youth development. And based on that, we have a lot of the cyclists right now on the national team came from these same grassroots programs. And we are hoping that by, if we continue to do what we are doing, we will continue to produce, apart from well-rounded adults of tomorrow, national athletes for Trinidad and Tobago.
Now, cycling is a sport that not many really know much about. This is an event also to highlight that cycling is very much active in Trinidad and Tobago. So, because I mean, from time to time, you see the clubs on the highway and so on. In terms of the calendar year for cycling, do you think more attention needs to be paid to it, or needs to be highlighted more?
Maybe highlighted. In terms of the calendar, the Trinidad Tobago Cycling Federation has a packed calendar full of events. Whilst cycling may not be popular, it has been one of the, let's call it, the Olympic sport that has been doing well for Trinidad and Tobago. We have Nicholas Paul and Makaira Wallace doing, and a host of other, Tinil Campbell, doing well on the international circuit. However, you said it right, that the events or the activities needed to be highlighted some more.
And there was a male cyclist, and just a little while ago I mentioned him, he medaled in the Commonwealth Games, and not much traction was given to that. His name I can't recall at the moment, but he did Trinidad and Tobago well in, you know, that particular run, because I saw it, and the way that he maneuvered, and it was like a shock for the announcers and all for that particular race. Do you encourage young people to get into cycling, and how do they do that?
All right. First of all, let's talk about the young man at the Commonwealth Games 2022, Birmingham. His name is Nicholas Paul.
Nicholas Paul. There we go. Yes.
Previous world record holder for the Flying 200. And that event you saw will most likely be the Karen event where he went ahead to pick up a gold medal. At that event, he also got a silver at the Flying 200 and a bronze medal at the in the kilometer time trial.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Paul has been one of the young men who came through Rick Texonics. Started off with a borrowed bike and continued to just progress. He is an awesome young athlete that is so well focused. It's unbelievable. And we could look forward to really good things from him and other young athletes coming up.
What else would be, what other games or what other events would you have at this cycling event? Can you give us a rundown of what races will be on?
Well, there are a total of 39 races on the schedule. And there are races, there are cyclists registered. The start list has come in. We have over 100 cyclists registered for this event. Mm-hmm. And ranging from ages 5 straight up to 70 plus. And there are two sets of races for each of the categories. So we have a set of races, intermission, and then they have another set of races of varying distances. So at least the sprinters or the people who are better at the shorter events, they have some events.
Mm-hmm.
And also the more endurance type people, they would have their shot at the title as well.
Would this be a rated event as well, where persons who are looking to get into other competitions, would it be, how do you say it, rated? How do we describe it?
I'm not too sure I understand your question, but let me say something.
Mm.
We also have a community event. Because I also mentioned that we really, Noel and Kent Lucas, who have passed, they were really heavily involved in community activity. And we have, in order to fulfill that objective, we went to the various schools in the borderline areas and asked for 5 riders each. So we will have an event for unregistered riders or people within the community to participate and have some fun and to ride on the Skinner Park track.
Mm-hmm.
That track has been recently redeveloped and is an awesome facility. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to expect a lot of excitement, a lot of camaraderie, fast-paced cycling. And it takes a lot of concentration to do these events as well, not so? And reading of your opponents. Isn't that so?
Yeah, it is a lot of speed and excitement,
mm-hmm.
and adrenaline, apart from which it is also involves a lot of strategy and intricate coaching for riders to really do well.
Mm-hmm.
So you would people who follow the sport would know there's a lot of strategy involved, apart from a lot of leg speed and endurance.
Mm-hmm. So tell us where we can get tickets. Where would be the event? Well, as you did say, it is in the velodrome. Yes,
it is. The event would be at
the cycling track in San Fernando.
Cycling track, Skinner Park, San Fernando.
Yeah,
on Friday 20th. There are no advance tickets. However, you can pay at the gate at the turnstiles close to the second ground is the entry.
Mm-hmm.
And the admission is $60 for adults, $20 for children under 12 and under 5 years of age. Your admission is free.
So you see, TNT, you have an event to go to support the young cyclists, and also to remember the Lucas brothers, the Ian Atherley Cycling Track, Skinner Park, San Fernando, adults 60, children under 3 years, absolutely free, 12 years and under $20. You know, come and take in another side of sport and to enjoy, as they say, the speed and the feeling of cycling. I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Fronten, and congratulations and best of luck on your event. Any other closing remarks you'd like to leave with us?
Oh, yeah, sure, certainly. This event is, we are glad that we have support from the Trinidad and Tobago Cycling Federation, as well as the San Fernando City Corporation. And we have sponsorship from people like Rahamat's Enterprises Limited. Heroes Ambulance also helped us out. Lenny Sumad, Bobby's Electrical, Mileage Mark Limited, Sesco Logistics Limited, Robert Moore Transport, PL Singh Rentals, Subway, and also RigTech Services, and a host of other people who contributed to make this event possible.
Well, thank you. And when you conclude the event, come back and tell us a little bit more about cycling, no? You're welcome.
Certainly, I would really like to share some of the experiences at the event and talk a little bit about cycling so that we could, the listenership would have a better idea and to get more involved in cycling. Apart from cycling, is a very low impact sport, and we encourage recreational riding because what we really try to do at Skinner Park on a Tuesday and Thursday is to provide a safe and comfortable environment so that cyclists could come and achieve whatever cycling goal that you may have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds interesting. Thanks very much, Mr. Fronten, and we will contact you as soon as possible. Take care.
Sure. So, again, yeah, expect a family-friendly experience and an atmosphere filled with excitement on the day. Thank you very much for your time.
Take care.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.